Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're also part of a whisper campaign in the Australian state of Victoria by-election. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, the Lucifer Effect, how there is potential for evil within all of us and how the Abu Ghraib prison unleashed that potential. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Fire crews are at the breaking point in California. Hundreds of wildfires are burning out of control. Tamara Keith of member station KQED is in Sacramento.
Fire officials say there are more than 1,400 different wildfires burning in California. And for now, some blazes are being left to burn.
There are some that we are aware of, and they are unstaffed simply from a lack of resources.
Dan Sindek is a division chief with Cal Fire. He says the blazes were ignited by dry lightning a week ago, and there are probably some fires that they don't even know about yet.
You know, there are fires out there I'm sure will come up. There are fires that have been sitting for a week, smoldering, undetectable. We get a wind through there, all of a sudden they become a larger fire.
The priority is always protecting life, property, and natural resources, in that order. So the fires that present the most pressing threat get the most resources.
Tamara Keith of member station KQED. The West has fire. The problem element in the Midwest is water, and there could be more flooding along the Mississippi. The town of Winfield, Missouri, flooded after levees there couldn't hold. Now the best disaster officials can hope for is some dry weather.
As long as we don't get much rain in our area, we should be okay. However, since all the culverts and everything's closed up to keep water from coming in, we also don't have an easy way for the water to go out if it rains.
That's Assistant Fire Chief Bill Byram. The problem is forecasters say more heavy rainfall could be on the way. The U.S. Army's new history of the Iraq War aftermath is now public, and the Army is hard on some of its own people. The report blames some top generals for poor planning. NPR's Guy Raz has more.
The book is based on interviews with 200 officers who were involved in the initial phase of the Iraq War and covers the period from May 2003 to January 2005. It cites a failure among senior military commanders to properly prepare for the post-invasion period. The book is the second installment in the Army's official history of the Iraq War. Much of the information in the report has already been chronicled in books about the war, but this is the first time the Army itself has publicly acknowledged its role in failing to plan for the occupation of Iraq.
NPR's Guy Raz reporting to sports quickly, where Spain beat Germany to take soccer's European championship. The 1-0 victory was the country's first major title in 44 years. Bill Gates is gone, and today so is Windows XP. Microsoft will no longer sell the operating system to retailers or major computer makers. That means new computers will be preloaded with Vista. Vista is newer than XP, but many users don't like it. They wanted MS to keep selling XP until the next operating system, Windows 7, is ready next year. Shoppers who want to new computer with XP will now have to buy one with Vista, then switch it to XP. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.